Okay, picture this. You're a financial advisor, maybe a legal expert. It's Monday morning, and instead of focusing on, the big picture, you're caught in this quiet chaos.
That subtle friction.
Exactly. Missed appointments, calendars just not syncing up, chasing clients for info, your
Weird.
team juggling endless admin. It feels like wading through mud sometimes, doesn't it?
It really does. That operational quicksand, as you called it.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something that claims to tackle that head-on, Quico Pro. It's a brand new platform, calls itself AI First.
And it just popped up on Product Hunt, which is always interesting, a testing ground for new tech.
Right. So Quico Pro wants to bring some real order to all that professional chaos.
And our mission today is, well, to figure out what's really under the hood, what does it do, who's it actually for?
And how does it aim to, change the game for advisors and consultants like you listening?
Yeah.
We're digging into what the creators themselves are saying.
Let's get into it.
So first off, what exactly is Quico Pro? They describe it as an AI-first platform for financial, legal, investment advisors, basically helping run and grow their practice online.
Right. And that AI first tag is key. Is it just jargon or is there something more?
Yeah, what's the practical difference compared to, say, other practice management tools already out there?
Well, one of the makers, Nicham Dixit, he talks about tackling the messy reality of offline or even partially online practices, that chaos we mentioned.
The calendar clashes, clients left waiting.
Exactly. And the AI here isn't just tacked on, it's meant to be predictive, not just reactive. Think about document drafting, for example.
Huh.
It's not just templates. They're saying the AI uses natural language processing. It understands the context of, say, a financial agreement, learns from your past work, even considers compliance needs.
So it might pre-fill clauses, suggest things based on the client type.
Precisely, cutting down that manual review time, helping ensure you're ticking the regulatory boxes. It shifts from just a tool to more of an intelligent assistant,
That does sound different. Addressing those invisible efforts that just eat up the day. So, beyond smart documents, what else is in the toolkit?
They seem focused on the whole client journey, setting up your online advisory presence, offering specific services, taking payments securely.
Oh, integrated.
Yeah, all in one place. Plus, tools for tracking bookings, managing customer info. They mentioned an order management system specifically for client work.
And a global search function
Right.
for finding anything quickly.
Right. Little things that add up to make operations smoother, less fragmented.
And they've apparently looked at the initial client steps too, like onboarding. That can be a real bottleneck.
Absolutely. Streamlined onboarding and KYC flows, know your customer. The idea is getting a new client set up in minutes, not hours.
Wow.
Think about the impact. If you're handling multiple cases or hundreds of portfolios, automating that initial compliance and data gathering, it's
I mean,
huge.
it's not just saving an hour here and there, is it?
No, it's potentially scaling your capacity significantly without necessarily doubling your team size. It's about taking that invisible effort, as they put it, out of the equation.
Allowing advisors to, what was the phrase, outperform themselves rapidly and almost limitlessly.
That's the vision, yeah.
So the real aha moment here, it seems, isn't just efficiency. It's about changing where you focus your energy. Less admin, more strategy, more client connection.
It's about shifting what you can achieve in a workday.
So, summing it up, Quico Pro is designed to tackle that operational drag, that chaos, so you, the professional, can focus on your actual expertise, your clients, your growth.
Freeing you up from getting lost in the weeds of administration.
Exactly.
Which leads to a really interesting thought for you listening. As AI gets woven deeper into professional services, how could tools like this change more than just your workflow?
You mean beyond just making things easier?
Yeah. How might it fundamentally reshape your relationship with your clients? And thinking bigger, what totally new opportunities could that open up for your practice? Something to consider.